This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
And welcome in hour number two of the Outdoor Show. Glad to have you with us. Use our text message board at 504-260-1870. We've got fishing reports coming up with Captain Mike Gallo, Brendan Bayard, Ryan Lambert, and Captain Kirk Stancil will be giving us some fish and duck reports. So stay tuned for those. Also, I got some text messages here that are some questions. One says, what would be a good place to plan an out-of-town rainbow trout fishing trip, and at what time of the year? Checking in from Ville Platte. If you really want an exotic trip, go to Alaska and go in July and August. But if you don't want to go quite that far, White River in Arkansas, that's got to be one of the premier rainbow trout fishing places. They've caught them up to 19 pounds up there. As far as time to go, I've heard it's really good to go in the late spring and early summer is usually some of the best fishing up there. It's cold water running, and it's a great place, and there's a real industry there. Check it out, the White River in Arkansas. It's west of Memphis, Tennessee. Runs, the river's probably about 600 or 700 miles long. All right, Bro James, he found Double D sausage in Walmart. Yeah, but not the venison. That's the regular pork. You can't sell the venison sausage. You got to get it processed. But, boy, it's good stuff. My favorite is that brown sugar and pineapple. Ooh, that's good. All right, on that bass, we're getting reports of someone asking a question about a 10-pound-plus bass. I'm getting pictures of an 11.36-pound that came in. I think it was caught Tuesday in the Pearl River. I can't verify it, but the fish certainly looks to be that size. If it was caught where they said it was, that would be one of the biggest fish I can ever remember being caught in the Pearl River. Here's one that says, I have my rods and reels ready for the rainbows. Get out and fish website says a 5 fish limit per person. Can we keep over the 5 limit? Only on the catfish. The rainbow trout is 5 per person, but the catfish, you can keep all you want on those. So you fish for both of them, but remember there's a 5 fish limit on the rainbows. Let's see. We got this one saying, good morning. I want to wish Dr. Bobby in Las Vegas a happy 55th birthday. He's fishing the Colorado River. Lucky him. And he knows he's listening. All right. Good morning. Jason's checking in with us. Jason, the barber, on the way to the barber shop. And here's one that says, I love shrimp, but nobody wants to discuss how the bycatch from shrimping affects the redfish. What are your thoughts? I think it's minimal. The times that I've been trawling, I don't even remember, but it may possibly have been some small redfish that came in as bycatch. But for the most part, they escaped the nets, and I don't think the bycatch from shrimping has any impact on noticeable impact on those. Also, the pogie boats. Now, that's a different story. Pogie boats are out working offshore, and they do have quite a large bycatch of a lot of fish, including some of those bull reds. All right, 504-260-1870. That's our text line. If you've got a question, a comment, you got a report. I want to thank Toby for sending me the picture of that fish. I'm going to investigate that a little bit more and see. But, boy, what a great fish that is coming out of the Pearl. Maybe Jeff Brule can give us a little verification on that. We'll be talking to Jeff again next week. All right, Ryan Lambert and Kirk Stancil, I think they're going to be in their duck blinds this morning. You know, we've got that late season for ducks, and we had a really good hunt down there this week. We'll talk to him more about that, a variety of species. Beautiful pintail. If you didn't see it on my Facebook page, Sarah Giles is going to get that fish, that duck mounted. Pintails are one of the most beautiful waterfowl. Those little green wings are nice, too. and they're not bad eating either. All right, we're going to take a time out here, and we come back. We're going to catch up with Mike Gallo. We missed him last week, but he got us a report hoping his voice has returned. And we'll listen to what he's got to tell us about fishing in his area, Lake Catherine, Lake Bourne, the Biloxi Marsh, the Chef, and the Mouth of the Pearl. We're back with Captain Mike after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And our report with Captain Mike Gallo is brought to you by Seato. You know, I spoke to one of my friends that got a Seato membership for Christmas, and boy, he was delighted to have it because what it gives you is peace of mind. It's $199 a year. That'll get you membership that will get you unlimited fuel drops, tow-ins 24/7. If you got electrical problems, they'll give you a jump start. Whatever it takes to get you back to the dock safely. Seato is like having a AAA policy on the water. And to get it, it's simple. One call to Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or a click to seato.com. You'll have all the information you need to get yourself and your loved ones one of those great policies from Seato. Let's talk to Captain Mike Gallo, get a fishing report. Captain Mike, we had some pretty breezy days in the middle of the week, but it was warm, and now we got down in the 30s. So what's that doing to the fishing in your neck of the woods?
Well, Don, I tell you, obviously the big open waters are going to be dirty, and the southern shorelines of most of the lakes are going to be fairly dirty since the wind we had was out of the northwest. But this time of year, a lot of our fish are caught in deeper water, man-made type canals and bayous. So today, I would certainly be fishing the grass-lined bayous with a popping cork and live shrimp, and bass and redfish and freshwater catfish are probably going to be your best target. I know that Wrigley's Marina has a fair supply of nice live shrimp, and plenty of areas you can tuck into and find some clean water. Gohegan's Canal is going to have plenty of good clean water, and the northern shoreline of most areas has several bayous up and down the intercoastal waterway that'll provide protection from the wind, and that water will be clean, a lot of grass in that area. So those will be a target zone for you if you're heading out today.
Mike, I don't know if you've had any of your customers ever request this, your customers, but if someone says they want to get out and do what they call a meat haul on the Sheephead, where would you suggest they go and try to catch them? How about some of those bridges right there across Pontchartrain?
That's true. The bridges across Pontchartrain, any structure, like Daryl Klupper was saying, structure of any type, pilings, concrete, offshore rigs, the gas wells that are in the various lakes, or even areas where you find lots of shells on the bottom is typical where you find sheephead. Plenty of sheephead get caught this time of year. I think they are in pre-spawn. I think they spawn in February. Not certain on that because I don't target them as much as other species, but I think they spawn in around the February time frame. I don't know if you'd call that early spring or late winter, but I think sheephead get a little bit more aggressive and easier to catch during that time frame.
You know, Mike, when I think of fishing Sheephead, I think of a mutual friend of ours, Kenny Krieger. He's the king of Sheephead, although he holds the number two speckled trout ever caught in the state. But, boy, he sure can get those Sheephead.
Yeah, I enjoy the Sheephead. They seem to be getting a better reputation. You don't get as big a yield off of them as you do other fish, and they're a little tricky to clean. But once you get the hang of it, very good meat and very flexible in what you could do with them. You could fry them, bake them. A lot of times I leave the scales on them, and we cook them on the barbecue grill just like we do redfish. And very good.
Yeah, they are. What is your best method for cleaning them?
I clean them fairly similar to how I clean a redfish. Start along the dorsal fin, and there seems to be a little bit of a trough in there where those fins go down, and you can get your knife without even having to cut through the scales and work it along the backbone, flip it over, cut through the belly, and then I hold it by the tail and cut back towards the head to cut through the rib bones. The tail gives you a good sort of a handle to hold on to it, and there's only, I think, 9 to 11 rib bones, so it's not that difficult to clean at all once you get the hang of it.
Yeah, and it's always better to have the bigger ones. You know, a couple of weeks ago we were talking about sheephead, and I mentioned my recipe for boiled sheephead, where you simply cut the head off and take the entrails out, you wrap it in cheesecloth and drop it in the crab or crawfish boil, and boil it for about 5 minutes and let it soak for 30 minutes. And then when you take it out and you peel that the cheesecloth off, the scales and the skin comes off, and you're left with all that white flaky meat that's got that great seasoned crab ball taste to it. In fact, a lot of people use that to make stuffed crabs and other recipes that call for lump crab meat. They use sheephead. It's a great fish.
It is. It is. You know, Don, that reminds me, many, many years ago when I first started guiding, and I don't even know if you can do this anymore, but I contacted Wildlife and Fisheries, and I got a biological profile on all the different species that I would like to catch. And that was interesting reading for me. You know, this is 25 years ago. But anyway, they had what they called a dock side value. And sheephead had a dock side value then of 99 cents a pound if it was sold as sheephead, but it had a $12 a pound value if it was sold as imitation crab meat. Just one of those things that kind of stuck out in my mind when I was reading about those fish way back when.
Interesting. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to check out your fishing availability and also the lodging at the Spots and Docks Lake House Lodge, I welcome them to find you on my site, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give them your website and telephone number if they want to talk to you direct.
Well, Don, my website is AAofLA.com. You can find me under Angling Adventures of Louisiana on Facebook. And the best number to reach me is 985-781-7811.
All right, Michael, thank you so much, and glad your voice is back. I know how that can be.
Well, thank you, Don. I'd also like to say your friend and my friend, Dutch Prager, has a birthday this week, and he is 98 years old. He's a frequent listener. So happy birthday, Dutch, and I hope you have a nice big piece of cake.
Absolutely. Happy birthday to Dutch. And they tell me once you make 100, you start over again. Then your next birthday is just one.
Well, good. Hopefully we get to fish him when he's an infant.
He's great to have around anytime. Thank you, Mike. We'll see you next week.
All right, Don. Talk to you then.
All right, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. All right, if you like to paddle for your fish or pedal for your fish in one of those pedaling kayaks or a canoe, we got the report coming up with you for Brendan Bayard. He's with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. His report is next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time for our Paddler's Report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, presented by Massey's Outfitters. Three locations, Covington, Baton Rouge, and the mid-city of New Orleans. You're going to find some of the best kayak fishing models, brands like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, Native Watercraft. Check out their website for products and those demo days that they put on, MasseyOutfitters.com. Check them out on Facebook. And if you're one of those snowbirds, you like to go snow skiing, one of the few places in South Louisiana that has a full line of clothing for the skiers. All right, let's talk to Brendan Bayard, get a fishing report. Brendan, good morning to you. How's the fishing been for the paddlers?
Oh, it's been great, Don. We've had a pretty mild winter the last few weeks, and the trout have really responded nicely. Any kind of flat that you've gone on in the last few weeks, you've been able to really load the boat with trout, just doing drifting and throwing suspended baits in top waters if the weather was right. You know, you had a cloudy day, you could throw top waters all day long, catch trout. If it was sunny, maybe throw some suspending baits or some tight line and some plastics and just drift some reefs. It's been great. A day like today where the water gets a little bit colder because we have one of these cold snaps come in, this is the kind of day where I would start fishing in a dead-end canal to start the day, see what the afternoon does. But when you get out and you look at that depth finder and you see those temperature gauges, that is the number one indicator of how I will fish. If I'm seeing water in the high 40s or the low 50s, you know, that's usually where I'm going to stay in those dead-end canals. You know, places like the LNG canal out in Lake Calcasieu or some of these pumping stations along LA-1 or Highway 23, those places have those deep holes that the water stays a little bit warmer and doesn't get a little bit cooler like the marsh does at night when these cold temperatures come in and those fish tend to congregate.
Brendan, we've been talking a little bit about fishing for rainbow trout. Do you have any experience fishing for rainbow trout? And if you have, how did you catch them?
Oh, yeah, Don. I love taking the kids out to fish for those rainbow trout that they stock here in town. Are you talking about the locally stocked rainbows or the ones up in Arkansas?
Either one.
One of my favorite things to do is to go up to Dry Creek in Arkansas. They have a fish hatchery, and if you're under 16, you can bring your kids out, and they can fish in this catch and release area over and off of one of the fisheries. Has like kind of an overflow area. That is, it's one of the most amazing places to fish with a kid to target rainbow trout and brown trout, and I think they even have some different kind of trout in there. But you know, fly fishing, regular fishing. It's a beautiful little place, and you can really catch some nice fish. Here in town, I like to go out and fish with the kids and target these trout when they get stocked. And you know, we'll use like little tiny beetle spins, or we'll use power bait after the fish have been in there for a while, and you only have probably maybe, you know, half of them left after they've been kind of mined for a little bit. But you know, when they first come in, I usually try to use lures. And then later, when the pickings get a little slimmer, that power bait, kind of mashing around a hook and kind of using it like almost like catfishing or under a cork or something like that, drop shotted. I've usually done pretty well in these stocked lakes with rainbow trout, and the kids usually like it. I usually pick a cloudy day to go. I tend to find the fish a little bit more active on those days for whatever reason. And I've done it maybe, you know, 8 times here in town over the last couple of years.
A lot of fun. Where you go to Breck Park? Is that where you go up in Baton Rouge?
Yeah, we actually go, probably there's like 3 different ones that I've circulated through. The one I've gone recently is over by the Velodrome Park, where they have like a skate park and everything. There's like a little tiny pond over there. It's, you know, you can just hit it in 10 minutes and see if they're biting, and then, you know, get out of there. If not, some of the ponds are a lot bigger where the soccer field is. And there's one on Sherwood over here that's pretty big, too.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun and good fish for kids. Brendan, before you go, minimalist challenge. We've been talking about that now for several weeks. I'm surprised it's not filled up. There's a limit on it, and that's the one where they give you 5 unknown lures, and it's going to be in Leeville. What's the cost on it, and how do people get registered if they want to get in on it?
It's $50, and you can get on our website. It's Bayou Coast, bckfc.org. I think the registration might have 30 or so spots left. But this is one of my absolute favorite tournaments, Don, it's kind of levelized the playing field, if you will. Everybody starts a shotgun launch right there, and this time we'll be back in our kind of mainstay location in Leeville at the public launch. And you kind of can spread out in every direction. Leeville's a perfect location for that because you can literally go in any direction from that intersection right there between Bayou Lafourche and the Southwest Canal. They give you the lures. Everybody lines up. They signal the horn, and you kind of spread out, and you come back at 3 o'clock, and it's, you know, the heaviest two slot redfish and then 5 speckled trout. And I think this year they added a sheephead and a puppy drum. So if you encounter any of those extra fish, you can kind of get a sizable bump to your bag weight. So I'm curious as to see what that does to the tournament. I love this tournament, and I'll be out there with my boys next weekend when I'm doing the radio show.
All right, very good. We'll be looking forward to talking to you then. Thanks for the report, Brendan. Appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend.
You too, Don. Take care. Bye-bye.
Brendan Bayard. Next week, we'll be talking to Eric Mohabarak at this time. All right, coming back right after this, it's everybody's favorite, Bad Boy of the Outdoors. We're going to tell you about the case of how to not celebrate New Year's Day. Back with that right after this time out on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Oh, for those of you out there, what a beautiful sunrise I see looking out the window. Big orange sky coming up out of the east. Beautiful, chilly morning. All right, text messages says, Don, I fished on the White River near Eureka Springs this past fall. Didn't get a single bite. Saw a dozen boats pass me and didn't see a single one pulling a fish. Oh, well, that's right. It's fishing. He says, bank fished over 3 days, had the special licenses to fish, but didn't see a single fish. Well, that's fishing and not always catching. Here's one. Don, is John Foltz's upcoming Boucheret open to the public? Thanks. That's from Wayne in New Iberia. Wayne, it is. Tickets are limited to 200. I don't know where they are. I would call or go online to White Oak Estate and Gardens or just do John Foltz Boucheret. It's $85 for adults, $15 for kids, and a maximum of 200 people. Going to be 70 chefs out there. Hope to see you out there, Wayne. Come tell me hello if you're out there. All right, the Convent Hunting Club is checking in on this seasonally cold day. They won't be full of sweat working the hounds today. Just getting to the dog cages coming from Prairieville. We're going to hunt a special little honey hole and should do very well. Dogs are doing great, and it's been a phenomenal season. I'm glad to hear that. Good day for rabbit hunting for sure. He went to spend some time on the rainbow trout at the Breck Ponds and ended up with 15 keepers, grilled them on cedar planks with a fresh dill recipe. And let me tell you, that's money, dude. Great tasting fish, blast to catch. We did best with the inline spinners. Don, let me stop texting so I can go help load these dogs up. Go get them. Turn the hounds loose. I can hear those beagles baying now. All right, Jared, a kayak fisherman on the West Bank, heard the freshwater diversion pass down by Myrtle Grove. How will it affect the fishing in the area? Thanks. Jared, it's a very complicated subject. I would tell you to look up the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Environmental Impact Statement and go down to the bottom. There's a kind of a Cliff's Notes. It's in fact, if you send me an email, I'll send you a copy of it. But read the Environmental Impact Statement, and then you be the judge on what you think. The big bass, the 11-plus pound bass, they tell me is North Shore Fishing Report. Our friend Keith Lusher has that story. It was caught by Ron Heineman out of Slidell on a black and blue jig. Well, if Keith's got it on the North Shore Fishing Report, I would say it's probably on the legit side. And here's one that fished rainbow trout in Alaska once. The guide fastened the power bait in a small loop just above the hook. It was very different. Yeah, I fished them in Alaska on the Kenai and Russian rivers, and the rivers are moving very fast. And what you're doing is you're floating down there. You're casting ahead, and then you let your loop just kind of go past you along the bank, and that's where the rainbows are. But if you hit one and you miss him, there's no going back. The river's pushing you down way too fast. It is very different, but a lot of fun. All right, when we come back after this station identification pause, I'm going to tell you about the case of how to not celebrate your New Year's Day. We'll do that right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, this past New Year's Day, Agents Scott Dupree, Sergeant Gerald Sander, Corporal Jeremy Foray, and Corporal Christopher Hebert got a complaint about somebody hunting during illegal hours in Assumption Parish and set up surveillance in that area. That's how they spent their New Year's Day. The agents observed Jason Hebert walking through a swampy area at 2:30 a.m., shining a light while carrying a .22 rifle. The agents made contact with Hebert, and he admitted he was actively hunting. They smelled an odor of marijuana and found Hebert in possession of it. They escorted him back to his residence on foot, where agents found him to be in possession of a live infant alligator and a recently harvested deer carcass. He admitted to harvesting the deer without the deer hunting license and tags. Furthermore, the agents also learned that Hebert did not have permission to access the lands he was hunting on. And to top it all off, the agents also found that the rifle he was hunting with had an obliterated serial number, for which, if convicted of all the charges, facing criminal and civil restitution fines of up to $5,824 plus 5 years in jail, is 49-year-old Jason Hebert of Pierrepont, Louisiana, a bad boy of the outdoors. Yeah, so if you think New Year's Eve and New Year's Day that nobody's working, well, those agents are working. They're out there 24/7. All right, we come back after this. We're going to check out Captain Ryan Lambert. Had a great duck hunting trip with him and Sarah Giles and John Fitzpatrick, and our cameraman Chris LeCocq put a drone up and got some good footage for a Bayou Wild episode. We'll find out if he's in the duck blind or the fishing boat this morning right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. I saw some gray ducks coming over. I thought I'd give you a little help there, Ryan. How's it going?
I thought that's what you was doing.
Yeah, that's my Haydell's gray duck call. You in the blind or are you getting ready to go fishing today? What you doing?
No, I'm picking up stuff. We got 6 blinds working this morning. I'll go back this evening and I have to hunt and fish the next few days before I go to Georgia for a couple of days.
Well, we had a great trip early this week on the opening day of the last split. We got pintails, some gorgeous pintails, a canvas back that his neck wouldn't hardly fit in the strap, some gray ducks, a widgeon, some green-winged teal, quite a variety of species. Has it maintained that same pace this week, or has it slowed down?
No, it didn't. It got 75 degrees and no wind, and we had 3 tough days, and then yesterday we killed 114. I mean, it just, now, when that wind comes, it's on, you know? So imagine this morning is probably going to be good, and then we'll have one day of a lull, and then the wind's going to pick up again. So you got to have the wind to blow them off that open water because there's so much pressure from all the duck boats these days that they just go out in the big bays. I mean, they'll be 10 miles offshore, just rafted up by the tens of thousands. When them big blows come in, they come inside, that's when you can have your best hunts.
Has it maintained the wide variety of species, the mixed bag had? Boy, I tell you, that's phenomenal.
We always have that. We kill up to 15 species. I mean, you get anything from a green-winged teal to a canvasback, golden eye. You never know what's going to come in down there. You know, very few mallards, but, you know, they do have some. We saw one the day we went, actually.
But he was working pretty good until somebody decided to shoot at another blind and scared him off.
Yeah, he was talking.
It's funny how everybody else does that, and we don't ever do that to them.
I know. I never do that to anybody else. I like when they get a cripple and they shoot him 15, 20 times on the water trying to kill him.
Yeah. So where's Kenley? Boy, she was all fired up Monday, huh?
She's hunting right now. Bolo's hunting Kenley because she was fired up. Golly, that dog likes to hunt. And then I got her little daughter sitting here by me right now. She's lazy. She'll retrieve about 5 times, and she's like, that's enough of that already.
Yeah.
But she's 3 months old. She'll get it. But the fishing, even with the wind yesterday, every boat limited out on reds. You know, that's all they could get to because it was blowing 25. But the redfish have been on fire. I mean, crazy. You know, go catch a limit of keepers and then go whack all the bulls you want. It's been good. And it was calm the other day. The boys went out and caught trout. I mean, everything's just great. You know, the river's at a great stage right now, staying down there under 7 feet. You know, it's about 5. And it just makes everything really good around us. It's, you know, everything likes to be around the river, and the water's not dirty. I mean, it's good right now.
Yeah, it looks like it's actually falling a little bit now. But, you know, the rise will be coming, but you got to enjoy it while it's like it is, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of snow in some places up in the higher mountains of California. It's got a lot, but in the Dakotas, there's not that much snow on the ground. So it might not be a big rise. You know, you never know, but it doesn't matter. It's going to do. If they go cyclical like it's always done, I'm okay with that. So, you know, it's that way you get you good, then it pushes some nutrients in and makes everything grow, and then it goes back down and it gets wonderful again. So, you know, that's the way it's supposed to be. So I just flow with it. So.
So looking at your totals, your duck totals, you know, it's complicated because, you know, there's a lot of birds this year, and we've had weather. There's been a drought up there, which has made, you know, most places have excellent seasons. But then you base yours all on tides. You're so affected by the tides down there. Would this maybe be one of your record years, or is it look like you're not going to be able to get to it because of the no access during the low tide?
Yeah, the no access is a big deal. I mean, there's so many days I don't even book. Now, we've killed a bunch, you know. We've killed over 3,000, but, you know, I've seen years where we kill six. So it's about the negative tides. I mean, we had a bunch right around Christmas we couldn't hunt. Then they closed it the first week in January, and now we're hunting here for about 5 days. And then from the 16th through the 24th, we can't hunt. So, I mean, you can't even get to a blind. In fact, it's dangerous just to go out there. You know, if you go out there and try to get in the blind and the tide goes out on you and a cold front comes in, you know, people that don't know, you know, I mean, you could get in jeopardy. They had a guy calling me yesterday, was stuck out there. He wanted to know if we could go help him in a mud boat. You get stuck in a mud boat, you stuck.
Yes, for sure. Yeah,
but it's very dangerous. And, you know, I'm gonna start going to the Wildlife Commission meetings and see if I can't, you know, kind of show them what's going on, because not only that, but it's a big economic impact to the coastal parishes. I mean, you're talking about 300-500 boats and hotel rooms and, you know, launches and gas and fuel and food. I mean, it's a big economic impact when people can't come down and hunt. They need to adjust the season for the coastal zones accordingly. You know, it's, you know, they want everybody to make money off of it, not just the guides. I mean, it's everything. You know, if you don't have all the recreationals coming down, I mean, when it's like that, it's a ghost town down there. You just go play in the road if you want.
Yeah, well, it's not just the economics. It's a loss of the opportunity and the access for a lot of people to be able to get there. But I think you need to get some people behind you. You know, it takes numbers, and, you know, I would invite people to contact you that share the same opinion as you do, particularly a lot of your customers, and maybe get some people to contact the commission and see if they can do it. We got all these different deer zones. There's no reason why we can't make special waterfowl zones with different dates.
This is true, you shouldn't have to have plenty of people to have someone to use common sense to make the seasons accordingly. I mean, it's pretty simple. Like you say, we got all these zones for deer hunting. You know, duck hunting can be just the same, and just negative tides close the season. The ducks aren't there anyhow. The ducks are offshore because there's no water.
Right. Well, so, I got Kirk Stansel coming up. He's on the other end of the state. I'm going to check with him and see if they have that same. I don't think they have that same problem over there.
No, they hunt rice fields and stuff where it's not tidal as much.
Well,
I think
they hunt a lot of marsh, too, you know, over there around the Rockefeller, next to the Rockefeller Refuge and all of that.
Well, if it's tidal, they got the same problem. I can promise you that. Well, I mean, it goes all the way to Highway 90. So, you know, if it's negative 1.2, there's no water anywhere. So.
Yeah. Any chance for somebody to book a trip? No, you're done.
No, we are booked up solid.
Well, that's a good problem. That's a good problem.
Yeah, indeed it is. The fishing, oh, yeah, come on. They got all the fish you want, and the guides are ready. So,
Tell them I'm going to call you.
Yeah, they can call me direct at 504-559-5111 or just check us out at CajunFishingAdventures.com.
All right, you got to change your ring back to that other one you used to have. I don't like that phone ring you got now.
Just ring. Okay, we'll do, buddy.
All right, we'll see you next week. Take care.
All right, bud, see you.
Captain Ryan Lambert, we call him the Plastic Man because that's what he loves to fish with. All right, coming back after this, we're going to head to the other side of the state. We're in the extreme eastern part. Now we go out west. We're going to talk to Captain Kirk. Kirk Stansel out at Hackberry Rod and Gun right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And, yes, we go into the great outdoors in the Calcasieu area for Hackberry Rod and Gun Club's Captain Kirk Stansel. Captain Kirk, you in the duck blind this morning?
I am. Heck, it's duck season, isn't it?
It is that, in fact. I had a really good trip earlier this week on opening day on Monday. How you guys doing this week?
We've had a good week. It's been a real good week for us. Now the best day of the week was day before yesterday, right ahead of that front that the Ducks were really turned on. Well, right ahead of it and behind it both. We did good. But the hunting, it's pretty dadgum steady. I'm sitting here already. We have four green wings, a pintail, and a gadwall right now.
That's kind of what we did. We had a lot of green wing teal, some beautiful pintails. I mean, some good, mature, heavy birds that were suitable for mounting. And the canvasback, I mean, he was the heaviest canvasback I've ever put my hands on, with a big, thick bull neck.
Yeah, we've been the one mark we seen a lot of canvasbacks. In fact, we just had a flock of canvasbacks kind of come by a while ago. We didn't get a shot at them, so there's some there's some birds around. There's two flying over us now, but I know where they're going. I'm not even going to call it them.
Kirk, do you have a problem with lost days because of tide problems in your area?
No, not at all.
We were talking to Ryan about that. He's down there by the mouth of the river, and he loses, you know, maybe a week, 10 days a season simply because they can't get there because there's no water. And he was hoping that
maybe
they could change
the days. Control the water.
Yeah.
So, but I like it low. The lower we can get it. Early in the season, not so much. It's late season. The lower you let it get, the better it is.
Yeah, well, the no water is the problem when there's none.
Well, yeah, no water, no ducks.
That's exactly right. Well, look, before your voice goes completely out, give us a quick fishing report for the area. What's happening fishing-wise?
We had a little trout, a run of trout, about 2 weeks ago on some warm weather. Since then, they've been tough to find, but the redfish, you know, they're stacked up around the weirs and on some shorelines. Redfish have been really good.
Yeah, I remember one of those trips we had about this time last year. It was a blast and cast, and boy, those redfish, when they get stacked up, man, it doesn't take long, huh?
That's right. No, it doesn't take long at all.
Well, Kirk, we're going to let you get back to your duck hunting. Glad y'all enjoying a good season, both fishing and duck hunting, and we'll catch up with you next time. If somebody wants to check you guys out, give us your telephone number and website.
Okay, 888-762-3391, Hackberry Rod and Gun, spell out and.com.
Very good. Enjoy your hunt, enjoy your fishing, and we'll see you next time.
All right, Don, good talking to you. Thank you.
All right. There he goes, Captain Kirk, headed into the where no man has ever gone before sometimes, in some cases. No man would ever want to go, let me tell you. All right, we're about ready to wrap it up here. Let's see. I got Big E checking in from Thibodeau. He gave his son, Drew, the book, How to Walk in the Marsh, for his grandson, Nolan. Great book. I'm glad you're enjoying it, Big E. All right, that's Reed Alleman. He sings us out of here every Saturday morning. Where does the time go, huh? It seemed like we just turn on the microphone and we start talking about the fishing and the hunting, and before you know it, it's done. But we'll be back again next week. We do this each and every week. It's a free radio show. You know, there's not many programs that are free anymore, but for this one, you don't have to pay for a subscription, a cable, or none of that stuff. It's all free on your radio. And hope you'll join us again next week. Make a note of that text number, 504-260-1870. Congratulations to Ron Heineman out of Slidell. Caught that big, big bass over there. Check it out if you want to go to North Shore Fishing Report. The story's there by our friend Keith Lusher. That's going to wrap it up for us. We'll see you again next week. We'll have more fishing reports and all that stuff you and I love to talk about. We do it each and every Saturday morning, dark and early, on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.